Israel News for Thursday, June 20, 2024. An Israeli delegation arrived in Qatar this week to discuss a ceasefire proposal. Given that Hamas is adamant about its demands that there be a complete end to the war and total Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, unlike the proposal backed by the Biden administration, U.S. officials are pessimistic about the chances of a deal being reached and that fighting will most likely continue through the end of the year. Mediators and U.S. officials believe, based on intelligence reports, that the number of living hostages is not more than 50. Hamas claims that it doesn't know how many hostages are still alive. Most of the hostages presumed dead were murdered on October 7. The IDF continues to operate against terrorists in Rafah and other areas of Gaza. The IDF claims that it has eliminated half of the terrorists in Rafah, although Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad have returned to operate in other parts that the IDF has withdrawn from. The Air Force eliminated a top Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon today. Airstrikes also destroyed surface-to-air missile launchers. Hezbollah leader Nasrallah threatened Israel with invasion if the current hostilities escalate. He also threatened Cyprus, if the country allows Israel to use its airport and military bases. IDF Chief of Staff Halevi informed the government that the IDF is prepared for war against Hezbollah. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in an interview yesterday, "Hamas cannot be destroyed. Hamas is an idea. Those who think it can be made to disappear are wrong. It's the Muslim Brotherhood," he said, that the only way to make sure Hamas does not return to power is to replace it with a better alternative. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.